for Islamophobia in the U.S. costs money, and in the past decade, seven foundations have given over $42 million toward it, according to a new Center for American Progress report.
The report really is about exposing the people who are actually a part of a small but well-funded, well-connected private for-profit industry that really tries to make money and political gain off of hatred towards Islam and Muslims.
The report, entitled Fear Inc., The Roots of the Islamophobia Network in America, describes seven extreme right and Jewish family foundations contributing to organizations known for their Islamophobic propaganda, such as the Investigative Project on Terrorism, the Middle East Forum, the Center for Security Policy, and the David Horowitz Freedom Center.
It could go two directions. It could go into a worsening direction of bigotry, there's a chance and a hope that we will, now that this has been exposed, that it will be less effective in manipulating Americans.
The report identifies so-called experts who make up the core of Islamophobic rhetoric. They are Frank Gaffney, Daniel Pipes, Robert Spencer, Stephen Emerson, and David Yerushalmi. According to Muslim Public Affairs Council analyst Alejandro Butel, these individuals and their organizations are damaging to American Muslims and the American public.
Their rhetoric is just nothing but vitriol and hatred. They engage in a lot of stereotyping of Muslims in a way that's supposed to negatively shape public perceptions on the American Muslim community here in order to push for better policies and politics that they feel are favorable to them.
These groups have contributed to recent Islamophobic campaigns, such as the move to ban Sharia law in several states, the Park 51 mosque controversy, and increased Islamophobic rhetoric by well-known politicians like Republican presidential candidates Michelle Bachmann and Newt Gingrich.
Sunlight is the best form of disinfectant. And in this particular case, what we clearly see is that by exposing the interests and the sort of sources of funding that that are driving these people, we can really start to take apart their message of hatred and the veil of lies that they hide behind in order to demonize an entire faith community.
When Press TV contacted some of the major contributors listed on the report, they did not respond or had no comment. Fears about the growing industry of Islamophobia have come at a sensitive time, with the current political climate in Washington and the upcoming U.S. presidential elections making the possibility of its use much more likely. Marjan Ossi, Press TV, Washington.